Last time on The X Factor. Tilly became the next casualty of The X Factor. Now, just 8 contestants remain as we continue our search for The X Factor. Who's got what it takes to win? You decide. You can't afford to miss this. It's time to face the music!
Hello and welcome to the X Factor main round. This week's theme is songs from the year the contestants were born. And let's welcome our judges.
Dylan Collins. Princess Clary. Autumn.
Autumn is not here this week because she is stuck in the time that she was looking for songs for her contestant. But we have Dylan Collins and Princess Clary.
Hello.
Dylan, what are you looking for on the show this week?
I'm looking for you to dress like a normal human being and not a dirty witch.
Well, then maybe you should stop lending me your clothes.
Oh, I'm looking for a good show. I thought last week was a little disappointing. I hope that the contestants are going to pick it up this week. I think they will.
And Clary, what are you looking for this week?
I am looking for performances that are going to be worthy of making it into the final 7. That's what I'm looking for.
So, Clary, would you like to introduce your first contestant this week?
Yes, I would. He's big, he's back, and he's better than ever. It's Pharaoh.
Pharaoh. I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts. I know you hurt too, but what else can I do? Tormented and torn apart. I wish I could carry your smile in my heart, but the times when my life seems so low, it would make me believe what tomorrow could bring, when today doesn't really know. Doesn't really know. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong. I want you to come back and carry me home, away from this long, lonely night. I'm reaching for you. Are you feeling it too? Does the feeling seem all so right? And what would you say if I called on you now and said that I can't hold on? There's no easy way. It gets harder each day. Please love me or I'll be gone. I'll be really gone. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong. Oh. What are you thinking of? I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say I was so wrong. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I can't be too late to say that I was so wrong.
And that was Pharaoh. Dylan, what did you think?
Pharaoh and I have the same birth year, so clearly best contestant on the show. And I'm glad you're here again, Pharaoh. I think last week was a risk, but there aren't enough risk takers on this show. And with you, I never know what you're going to do from week to week. That makes for an exciting contestant to me. As for tonight, I really enjoyed listening. I don't know if it's something that's going to be super memorable at the end of the night, but it was nice, pleasant to listen to. And week to week, I'm in the listening parties for this show, and people really like you. I think you will go far in the competition. I think it was a nice performance. There was nothing bad about it, but I don't think it's going to be memorable.
And Clary?
I really liked it. I thought it was memorably emotional, and I thought that he didn't go over the top with, you know, technique and powerful vocals. You were able to just keep it nice and subtle to match the song, and it was really, really pretty, and like I say, really emotional. I liked the emotion behind it. And I also think that you were just on pitch and you had really good intonation.
The thing about 1980, it's a horrible year for music. I think Pain Wall came out, which is good, but like there's so many bad songs from that year, so I feel your pain.
Good song choice. I didn't give him this one. This is his own suggestion.
That's obvious because he sounded good on it.
SGFU.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your first contestant?
Yes, I would. Do you like candy, Copper?
I love candy.
Well, this is Cookies up next.
Oh.
Sharp Cookies.
Perfect body. I perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so fucking special. I wish I was special.
And that was Sharp Cookies. Clary, what did you think?
I thought this was really, really good. I thought this is probably the best I've ever heard Sharp Cookies. Actually, I was really, really pleased. I'm really glad that you chose this song because I really like it. It's a difficult song to do because it's just so iconic that any other interpretation, everyone's going to be comparing it, and that's generally what people do. But just because you're a girl, it just makes it really, really different. And I liked that you put your own spin on it and you didn't just try to copy Thom Yorke, because it just wouldn't have worked if you had. I thought that you had some really good power in there. I really liked when you transferred to your head voice. I thought that was really, really pretty. And it, again, that's helped you to make your own mark on the song. I liked how you really spat out the swear words. I really liked the whole sort of style of it. It was really kind of rough and raw. And I loved the vulnerability at the end. That was really, really good too. One thing I will say is some of your louder notes, you need to work on your mic techniques. It was a bit much to take when you were doing those powerful notes. I had to kind of turn the volume down a little bit and then turn it back up again. So when you're doing those powerful notes, just take a step back.
You're such a That's baby. You had to turn the volume down and back up.
Well, it was just
suck
you know,
it up.
It was just
be
a
man.
Loud. It's just a bit loud. I had it at the right volume and then it just suddenly got louder, and you should be able to keep it at the same volume for the whole way through. That's all I'm saying, man.
And Dylan, what did you think?
Building on what Clary said about Thom Yorke, it's good that you did the acoustic version as well. I think that also helped it not be a total failure in comparison to Radiohead's version. You also typically struggle with tempo, and you did a little bit, but it didn't hurt the song. With this song, it wasn't as big of a deal, and you can kind of be like a little sloppier because it's so emotional. Great emotion, great performance. This is a side of you I've never heard before, and I like this side of your voice. Sometimes you have a tendency to yell songs, and then I have to shame you in my critiques, and then you look guilty and sad like a toddler caught shoplifting. But this Cookies was not typical of you. It was risky, it was artistic, it was great. This is your hit, Cookies. This needs to be posted on VH and celebrated and remembered for years to come. You need to keep doing things like this, and you're going to win some competitions, and you're long overdue to do that.
I agree.
All right. Well, Clary, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
Yes. My next contestant is OMG Awkward Turtle.
OMG.
So I get annoyed by the judges when they say I have enunciation problems, because I don't. Because I choose to go for the style, and that's when I can't control my enunciation. But when I'm trying to go for something that sounds clean, I don't have enunciation problems. So, yeah.
OMG, Awkward Turtle.
You remember me when the west wind moves on the fields of Bali. You can tap the sun. When we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love far to gaze a while among the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Many years have passed,
And that was OMG Awkward Turtle. Clary, what did you think?
I thought this was really pretty. I really liked it. It's really difficult when you're doing a version like Eva Cassidy's because, like I say, she's got such gorgeous vocals that it's difficult to then sort of put your own spin on it. But you did. It was really pretty. I really, really liked it. It was nice and gentle all the way through. And there was one something else. Oh, yeah. Oh, one thing you still need to... Your pronunciation was much better this time, but do be careful because it sounded like you were singing to those aliens from Stargate when you said Gwauld instead of gold. Be careful about that.
There was also a point when she said wheel and it sounded like when Falk does the Kirby impression, she's like wheel.
I didn't notice that one, but I did notice the Gwauld.
Yeah.
And Dylan, what did you think?
I just resigned myself to the fact that your enunciation is not going to be perfect. I'm not going to keep harping on the enunciation.
It's got better. It has gotten better.
And I think that every week it gets a little better. I don't expect it to be perfect anymore. Same with Aria. Like, some people, that's just how they talk and sing, I guess. But if you're going to keep enunciating funnily, I'm going to keep saying that things sounded funny. So, your voice sounded great, as always. Your emotion was great. I don't have any complaints. Again, for me... probably not going to be something I'll remember into the night as much as Cookies is.
God, you're so miserable.
I'm sorry, but my team is just doing better this week so far. My one person that's gone.
Yeah. Whatever.
On the plus side, we're both doing better than Autumn's team.
Well, that's because we're here and she's not.
Exactly. All right,
well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your second contestant?
Yes. Are you guys ready? To hear who it is?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm reedy.
Well, you better
be reedy.
I'm wordy,
maybe. I'm wordy.
Everybody get reedy because it's reed to me.
Reed to me. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss Earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless light. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at all. No, 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 I'm a walking man. Ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them if you did. And all the science understand.
it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 not the Rocket Man. It's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, 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 I'm a Rocket Man.
And that was Read to Me. Dylan, what did you think?
I liked this song for you. Your voice, again, this is a side of your voice I don't hear nearly enough of. Great performance. I liked your falsetto. There are some people on VH, I won't name any names, but they rhyme with Bomi Bride, that can just, they can falsetto and they falsetto well, so they do it all the time, and I think it loses its edge, but you do it every once in a while, and I think that adds a lot. Maybe this song, the falsetto wasn't as strong as I've heard it before, but I still think this was a great performance from you. I like this a lot.
And Clary?
Yeah, this was another very good performance from Reed to me. I really enjoyed it. I don't think it's as good as some of the other stuff you've done. Maybe it's because, well, I do know the song, but I'm not really a huge fan. So, yeah. But yeah, like I say, it was a good performance. It was good. I just don't think it's as good as other stuff you've done. But I'm pretty certain that you'll be safe anyway. So, but yeah, and you should be safe because you do deserve to go through to the next round. I'm not saying that. I didn't want to imply that people are voting for you when they shouldn't be, because they should, because you are good. Babbling. Sorry.
Awkward giggle.
All right, well, Dylan, would you like to introduce... Oh, wait, no. Hold on, let me start over. Yeah. All right, well, Clary, would you like to introduce your third contestant?
Yes, my third and final contestant is Silver Soul Bird.
What I find really interesting about this week's theme was that you're looking back to all these songs that came out the year that you were born, and I guess there could either be two scenarios. You either knew most of these songs or you had no clue what they were. And for me, I was surprised by how many songs I was familiar with that were released the year that I was born. And not just familiar with, a lot of them were songs that I really liked. So it was strange, and I think it made this theme more interesting and more fun for me to do. I am happy with the song I ended up choosing, and as usual, I hope that everyone else likes it as well.
Silver Soulbird.
Load up on guns, bring your friends.
And that was Silver Soulbird. Clary, what did you think?
I think that once again, this was really, really pretty. I think it's always worth doing an alternative version of a song for a show like this, if you can, because it makes something, it brings something a bit more new and interesting to the show. And so when you find some kind of remix that's different to what people are used to, then I think it's really interesting. So I think you did it justice. I think it was really good. I think it was really pretty. But what I'd like to hear from you in the future is a bit more power in your upper range, in your head voice, in your falsetto, whatever you want to call it. I'd like to hear a bit more power behind it.
Never mind.
As just, you know, just in the future. No, I think this is quite acceptable. I just want to hear that in the future. So next week, if you get through, which I'm sure you will because you're so talented, and I adore you, you know that. So I think that we can work on that and we'll show that to the world.
And Dylan?
It's weird because I was saying earlier how oftentimes when a musician dies, they're remembered as being amazing even if they were shit. Like Ava Cassidy was great when she was alive too. And I was thinking of Kurt Cobain when I was talking about shit musicians that are remembered as being better than they were. That's just me ranting, but here's my critique. I almost did this song for the One Voice finale, but I couldn't get it cleared with Beloved. And I swear I suggested this song to someone this week, and I think it was you. And I think, Claire, that your contestants are taking my suggestions. So I think that says a lot about how reputable I am compared to you.
I think it says a lot about your ego.
That too. But it's speaking of alternate songs, remember when I beat you on One Voice with my alternate version of I Will Follow You Into the Dark? Anyway, as far as you go, Silver Soulbird, I think you are a little bit unappreciated as a singer in that I don't know that enough people understand how dangerous you are when you're doing your thing. I thought this was really good. I love the effect you had on Hello, Hello. I love when you do mildly creepy stuff that also sounds beautiful. It's a weird contrast that I like, and it was nice to be able to finally understand the lyrics to this song. I think it'll be remembered tonight because it was an alternate version. I don't know if the performance was as strong as it could be, but beautiful voice.
So, in other words, you agree with what I said, and that was what you meant.
Yes, yes. I also think it was a little just under pitch. No, I'm just kidding. It was perfect, singing-wise. Also, regardless of what people say, girls don't have falsettos.
Yeah.
Claire.
Okay, whatever. I do.
I do, too. I have a soprano.
Okay. Shut up.
All right. Well, Dylan, would you like to introduce your final contestant?
Don't play coy with me, Copper. We both know who my final contestant is.
Do we?
It's Miriam Reed.
Miriam.
Dream to revive. I knew a
that was Miriam. Dylan, what did you think?
Much better than the... I heard a rough demo of it earlier this week. So much better. I can tell you really worked hard. You fixed up the issues that you had. This was a much better performance. The thing on VH, the curse of VH singers and songs are key changes. Nobody ever nails key changes. So I was relieved when you got it and you did it well. I think this was a good performance. It's not my favorite thing that I've ever heard you do, but you know I'm a fan of yours. I think this will be fine. You'll be fine. I still think you're going to go to the finale.
And Clary?
I thought this was really good. This shows that, you know, you can change your voice to suit a certain song type in spite of the fact that you are, you know, the age that you're at. And you can take a song that's, you know, clearly written for somebody who's a lot older than you and still put that element of maturity on it, which is different from some of the other songs that you've done when you've stuck to songs that, you know, kids could do. So this is probably the most, well, definitely is the most mature performance that I've heard from you. And I really liked it. It was just quite simple and understated. At the end, you sound with those little like improvisations you were doing at the end, sounded just a little bit tired. But, you know, the whole performance really was just quite a pleasant one, and I would kill to have somebody like you on my school choir. So, you know, I'm just, yeah, you're really good.
It was, you know, I just realized this too. For the first time on this show, I didn't think of her as a kid when I was critiquing her. I totally just critiqued her like an adult. So I think that says a lot about her talent level.
Yeah, and this performance, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with what you said. That's what I meant.
And now let's welcome Autumn back to the present day.
Hey guys! Man, it sucked there. Oh, it's good here.
Alright, Autumn, let's have you introduce your first contestant of the night.
My first contestant is Rochelle Yeller.
Rochelle Yeller.
And that was Rochellular. Clary, what did you think?
I think that when this started, I was a bit like, and when it got to the chorus, I felt you chickened out a little bit because I don't think you held the O of over sort of long enough. It kind of like felt that you sort of just hit it, and because you hit it, you went down. You know, it could have held it a bit more. And I was kind of like not really enjoying it that much. But then when it got to the higher bit, that was like a lot better. Like a lot better. There was much more emotion in it when you got to that bit, and it was just like you were feeling it a bit more. I don't know, maybe it just took you a while to get going. I don't know. But yeah, it was much better as it got to the end. So yeah.
And Autumn?
This was all right. I mean, it wasn't necessarily really bad, but it wasn't necessarily like really good either. I thought that you were really pitchy, in the first part, and really, I guess, in the second part too, but it just wasn't as noticeable because that part was a lot better. The second part was way better. I really liked the motion of the song, especially towards the end during the high parts when you were just like, it's over. And then, yeah. I thought that you could have done some improvisation at the end when it was just like the background vocals singing over and over again. I thought you could have been like, ooh, it's love, la la la. But other than that, yeah, it was all right.
And Dylan?
Let's live in the real world here. Because I think that lyric, "I lost it somehow," was telling and ironic, because I think you've lost what you had. This was a safe choice. Every week I know what's up with Rochelle, because when you do unexpected things, that's when you shine. But these safe choices are killing me, and they're killing you. You're too talented, and you have the rare ability to do almost any genre and shine on it, and you're wasting it. Every performance is the same thing. You'll sing soft, hold out a note at the end, make it a little louder. You'll inject emotion into it, but it's always the same emotion. Your voice will get ever so quivery, and you're always chasing the emotion you did on nothing, and it never, ever measures up. And the reason you were in the bottom this week, and I believe this, is that you stopped taking risks, and you've become complacent, and you have to stop doing that. You have to get back on. You have to light a fire under your ass and be the Rochelle that I know you can be. Because you're drinking milk.
Yeah, you're drinking fucking milk.
Okay. Hey. I don't know what to say now.
Oh, you need to get Autumn to introduce her final contestant, because she's only got two.
I've only got two.
I don't know what to say now. Line.
Line.
What's my motivation?
Am I having fun here? I can't read this stage note, damn it.
Okay, up next is the one, the only Aria, who imagines that kittens are just lying all over her body, apparently.
That's just freaking weird.
Or awesome.
Aria.
At all, I'll never go back to you.
And that was Aria. Dylan, what did you think?
I've never heard this song before in my life. I don't think it's a real song. I think Aria was born in the future, and it's a song that's yet to be released.
By Aria.
By Aria. Actually, I hope not, because this wasn't my favorite thing of Aria's I've heard. I don't know, it just didn't grab me. I know that's really vague. It's like, again, it's not going to be something I'm going to remember at the end of the night. And that's sad, because you have a voice that's memorable, and usually your performances are memorable. I don't think this stood out. I think it's a bad song.
And Clary?
Yeah, I've never heard this song either. I wouldn't say it's a particularly good song, but, you know, I think that it sounded like that it was a difficult song to sing. And I think that, because I can't say because I've not actually heard the original, but I think you've probably, from the way that you sang it, you probably sang it better than the person who did the original did. Because it just sounded like you gave
well,
it. It just sounded like it.
Well,
just sounded
I don't know.
Like
she's black, so
Aleta Adams has a really good voice.
It just sounded like you gave it all you had, and I loved the growls and stuff. And I just it sounded like, because obviously without knowing who the original person was and having never heard it before, it did sound like you really owned it. That's what I'm trying to say, man. Yeah, it wasn't like I wouldn't throw a party over it.
I wouldn't throw a party over.
Are you going to throw your potty now, like some kind of monkey at the zoo?
I don't have a potty. That would be a potty.
It won't flush.
Par.
I wouldn't throw a party over it, but I think it was like, it was a good submission. And I think that you'll be safe this week. And I don't think you'll need to worry about not getting enough votes to sing it next week. So I really liked it.
But you wouldn't throw a party over it.
No, I wouldn't throw a party over it. No, I don't think so.
What about a pie? Okay, let's
maybe
go on.
Maybe a pie? Yeah.
Okay, Autumn, what did you think?
I liked it. I felt the same way. Like, I really felt like you went for it, and you were like... You were like, fuck yeah, I'm singing this song, and I'm gonna fucking sing it. And it's gonna be grand.
Sing it. Season 10. Carry on.
There's the plug of the night.
Plug. Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I was just it's just a weird song for you, maybe. But I felt like you got the style. I'm not sure what it was. I think it's just like a really bad song. I think it's just like a really shitty song. I mean, I guess some of your like runs were just a little bit sloppy, and there were just some notes that could have been more decisive, that were just kind of maybe like off a little bit, but I don't know. I think I liked it. I liked it.
She liked it.
I'm glad we settled
that.
You had an epiphany. You liked it.
Light bulb moment.
All right, Dylan, would you like to say who you thought was best tonight?
You know what? I know I always say somebody on my team was the best, and I do mean it, but tonight, honestly, I think Cookies killed it.
And Clary?
I have to agree. Cookies was pretty damn awesome.
And Autumn?
She's got two
well,
of them.
I think Aria won tonight.
Who won for you tonight, Autumn, of the two that you heard?
I said Aria already, so...
Oh, I'm sorry you cut out.
It's not my fault, you guys.
She was a little bit under pitch there.
Just a little.
In Aria's head, she sees kitties all over her.
Yeah, oh man, that's just amazing. In my head, I see kitties all over me. I laughed so hard the first time I looked at it.
I think we should end this show.
All right. Do I just say thanks for listening and good night?
Yeah. Right. Well, make sure to tell them to vote.
All right. Be sure to vote for the X Factor contestants. You can either vote by email or by submitting a vote in the Google document. Thank you for listening to the X Factor and good night.